Parshas Vayetze, Tavshin Pei, an incredible parsha, again packed with a lot of the history, really, of the beginning of Klal Yisrael, of the birth of the Shvatim, and they call this the parsha of Galus, really. It's the first parsha where it's the whole parsha is in Galus until the end, where Yaakov Avinu returns. So we'll do an overview of the parsha, and then we'll dive into some ideas. And there's a lot to cover. Hopefully, we can get through all of them, if not most of them. So Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, where he was, because Esau was ready to kill him after he stole the bracha, and both his parents had told him to leave. So he went to Uncle Lavan, and he was on his way to Haran to meet a shidduch, one of Lavan's daughters, and to work for Lavan there and to spend time there. And we know he is in the first Aliyah, one chalom, a dream, with the sulam mutzav arza, v'roshama giha shemayima, the ladders ascending heavenward and rooted in the ground, with the malachim going up and down. And he goes ahead. Eventually he reaches Haran. He gets to the well, to the Be'er. He meets Rachel, he meets Leah. And he goes back into Lavan's house, and he tells him that Lavan was very excited to meet him. He offered him a job. He told him, tell me what you want to make to work for him as a shepherd. And he tells him to marry Rachel, that he'll work for 7 years in exchange to marry her. We know Lavan tricks him. He works 7 years, and he works hard day in, day out. And Lavan switches Rachel with Leah, says we can't have the younger daughter marry you before the older daughter. That's not the way we do things here. So Yaakov marries Leah. He tells Lavan, what are we doing? What's going on? He says, work for me another 7 years. He works another 7 years, gets to marry Rachel. The Shvatim are born. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, all of them are born except for Binyamin in this week's parsha. There's a lot of interesting occurrences with the spotted and speckled sheep that go on with that make Yaakov very rich and affluent, which is a consistent theme we find throughout the Avos. All the Avos become wealthy from someone or something in some way, shape, or form. The Ribono Shel Olam is controlling it, but Yaakov Avinu as well with Lavan. Lavan tries to trick him so many times, and Yaakov Avinu ends up successful the whole time. And it's time at a certain point for him to go back. He spent, 22 years with Lavan, and at the end, it was time for him to. He wants to go back to Eretz Yisrael. It's time for him to return. So he goes ahead and takes his wives, his kids, and he starts going back. He kind of runs away from Lavan. Lavan catches up to him. They have a final encounter, a final good farewell, a goodbye, and the parsha concludes with Lavan going back to Haran, Yaakov continuing on his way to Eretz Yisrael. And he entered Canaan, and back to Canaan, there are Malachim there greeting him on his way back. So we will go through this amazing parsha, and we'll start off with the Kedushas Levi, source number 1 and 2. Source number 1, really just more B'derech HaKdama, the Kedushas Levi tells us the following. O Yevuar Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva, the first pasuk in the parsha. Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Haran. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. We're going to talk about this pasuk a lot tonight. And he traveled to Haran. By the way, it's Shir Shabi. This is a chus for Refuah Shleima for Tinok Ben Hinda. Tinok Ben Hinda needs Rachem Shemayim, baby in the NICU right now that was born, and needs Tfilos, and the baby should have Refuah Shleima Bakarov. So the Kedushas Levi tells us, Yaakov Huminyan Sheva Pa'amim Havaya. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak of Arditchev, Yaakov in Gematria is 182. I put it out on the right side for you there. Is the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, 7 times. V'haya yochel leilich l'chutz l'aretz la'alois nitzotzos. He was able to go ahead and go to Chutz L'aretz, to Gullus, like this whole week, the whole Parsha, to go ahead and up to take out the nitzotzos that were there. Take out the sparks of Tumah to raise them up. The Yitzchak who minyan shmone pamim havaya. Yitzchak in Gematria, fascinating, says Rav Levi Yitzchak of Bardichev, is 8 times 26, 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, 208 in Gematria. So he's 8 times it. Visham hu lamala me'alias nitzotzos. Yitzchak was above the level of the nitzotzos. Lekach lo hura shalelech l'chutzar. So Yitzchak, we know, was an Ola Tamima. He was perfect and couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Why? We know the Maharal explains the number 8 is Lamala min ha-teva. 7 is a complete cycle. 7 days of the week. You have 7 in the cycle of Shemitah. You have 7 represents the concept of complete, of full in this world. But it's still b'derech ha-teva. 8, one more, like a bris milah, is Lamala min ha-teva. Is one above teva. Yitzchak was one above teva. Golus wasn't for him. Yaakov Avinu, mamish, he was in the teva. He was able, says Rabbi Yitzchak, to go to Golus to take out the Nitzaitzos from Golus. And that's what this parsha is all about. Exactly, raise up the sparks. And that's really what source 2 goes ahead and tells us. Beautiful segue into source number 2. So I really put it down in source number 6. I actually put the entire first Aliyah there. But in source number 6, the pasuk says, "Vayetzi Yaakov v'Yishav v'yelech Harana." If you look in source number 2, the Kedushas Levi asks a kasha. He quotes Rashi that Kol Zman Shehat Tzadik Ba'ir, all the time that the Tzadik is Ba'ir. Rashi's really bothered. Why does the Torah have to tell us? And this is a question a lot of Farshim ask, that he left and he left Be'er Sheva and he's going to Charan. First of all, the end of last week's parsha told us already he left Charan. Secondly, okay, who cares where he left from? Just tell us where he's going. That's what matters. Does it really matter where he's coming from? It's not that important. We know where he's coming from. He's with his parents. Where he's going to and where he gets to is what's important. So the Kedushas Levi actually makes a ha'ara. So he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo yatzarach lichtov ela vayelech Yaakov Charan." Should have just said Yaakov went to Charan. So why does it mention his yitziyah? So ela magin she yitziyas tzarek min amakom ose roshem shirizman hatzarek be'ir hu hoda hu hadara. Yatzim isham panahoda panaziva panahadara. That when a tzaddik leaves the ear, a tzaddik leaves the city, Rashi tells us, and Yaakov is leaving Be'er Sheva, it makes an imprint on the city. It changes the city, makes an impression. Because the tzaddik, he's the magnificence of the city, he's the splendor, he's the grandeur. Once he leaves, his grandeur leaves, his magnificence leaves, the splendor goes away as well. And that's the vayetze, that he leaves. He takes it leaves because he's leaving too. The tzaddik represents so much in a city, so important to have people who are righteous in a city, what it does for the entire people in the city, the impact it has on the city, on the people that live there. So says the Kedushas Levi, the Lama Kasa Vayecharana, so he says as follows. It should say, Havali Lichta Vayered Charana, that he went down to Charan. Many times we find when Avram left and he went down to Mitzrayim. Many times when you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going down. It's not just leaving. You're mamish, it's a yeridi. You're going from a very high place, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavoh michutz laaretz. Eretz Yisrael is in a higher place than chutz laaretz. So why doesn't the pasuk say vayered, which would mean vayered Yaakov mi be'er shava vayelech charana, right? Why does it, it should say vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava vayered charana instead of vayelech charana. He didn't just walk to Charan, he went down to Charan. Says the Kedushas Levi as follows. Amnam ikr to Eretz Yisrael gvo beruchnis ha'kedusha mi'chutz laaretz. Eretz Yisrael is a much holier place than chutz laaretz. Lachin ksiv vayered. Therefore, in general, it writes, you go down when you leave Eretz Yisrael. Masha'in can be yitzias ha'tzadik Yaakov avinu. He's a different way of understanding Rashi, really. Yeah, it did leave. The splendor, the grandeur, everything left because Yaakov Inu left. But where'd it go? It went with him. He took it with him. Ukdushas Eretz Yisrael, halcha imo. He took the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael with him as he left Eretz Yisrael. Dehu hahod, because he is the hod. Yaakov Inu, that's him. He's the tzaddik. Ulezeksi vayelech harana v'lo vayered. Therefore it says vayelech harana, that he went to Charan because he took it all with him. He himself didn't have a Yerida. He brought all the Kedusha from his parents' home. He brought all the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael along with him to Lavan's house. She Yaakov lo yard kol. Yaakov didn't go down at all. So just to kick off the night, 2 ideas from the Kedushas Levi from Levi Yitzchak of Bardichev. The Stipler in source number 3 addresses this question as well. And he says, why does it have to say, Berem HaFarshim lama ksiv vayetze vayelech? So he says as follows, Ki anashim ahochim imakom lamakom yesh bahem al shnei ofonim. Says the Stipler in Berchas Peretz, when a person goes from one place to another, there's 2 different ways that it happens. One, aleph, ki yesh, she'ein ritzonu livrach mekom harishon, rak tzarech hu le'iz inyan lamakom hasheni. First, the way a person leaves is I don't really want to leave where I am right now, but I have to get to the second place. I have to get to the other place, so I have to leave. Beis v'yesh behefech. There's the exact opposite. She'ein lo shum tzarech v'inyin memakom hasheni. There's nothing I really need in the second place. V'chol halichasa hu livroch memkom harishon asher shom yesh lo metzirim. I don't really have to go to the second place. I just need to get out of the first place that I'm in. I'm not in a good place. So I need to leave there to get out of the place that's holding me back, that's restricting me. Yaakov, you know, Allah shalom hayahalicha mishnei atamim. So the Torah is emphasizing to us, you want to know why it says vayetze and vayelech? It says both, that where he left from and where he's going to, because both reasons apply. Ki al pi tzivoy imo hayatzarech levarach mivar sheva mitam she'esav znachin lahargo. Because his mother in land of last week's parasha, as we'll see in source number four, that she commanded him, Rivka said, you have to get out of here. You got to leave because your brother's going to kill you. That was the second kind of leaving. It's not that he has a place to go to necessarily, a destination that he wants to get to. It's that his mother's saying, you can't stay in place A right now. You're going to get killed. He's going to kill you. Get out. You got to go because you can't stay here anymore. But what did his father tell him? Val pitzivo shel Yitzchak. Yitzchak said to him, Hayit tzarech leleches lecharan lekachas isham ibnoslav. Yitzchak told him, go to Haran. Why? Go because you should be there to find a wife for yourself. So while Rivka's commandment, if you look in source number four, says, Vatirkar Yaakov v'na ha'katan, she heard that Esau wanted to kill him, and she calls to Yaakov. She said, Vatomei lov, hinei Esau achicha misnachin l'cha agacha, v'ata v'ni shma v'koli, v'kum barach l'cha lov anachi charana. Run to my brother Haran, save yourself. Has nothing to do with the destination. It has to do with the place he's coming from. Barach, it's a lashon of running away, get out of here. But in source number five from last week's parasha, Yitzchak calls to Yaakov, Vayivarech oso vayitzaveh vayomer lo tikach isha mibnos Kanaan. Go, get married. Go, don't take a woman from Kanaan. Vayishma Yaakov aviv el imo vayilech padan aram. And Yitzchak told him, in the next, they're not in the source there, because you're missing Beis Rav, but to go to get married to someone from Haran, someone in the family. So Stipler explains, and it's a lesson for us in life, in that when we go ahead and we're thinking about like leaving and going to places, so sometimes you leave because the place you're in is, you need to get out of there, and sometimes you go somewhere because you need to be in that place. So like you're home, and sometimes you don't want to go to shul, right? You're lazy, you're tired, you're not in the mood. But going to shul, right, just getting out of the house, going to shul, even though you don't really want to, you're not in the mood to be there right now because it's more comfortable at home at night. It's cold out, you know, feeling well. You're comfortable in your clothing. You don't want to change. You go to shul, daven maariv, whatever it is. But just leaving and going to the shul from your house has a maila to it. There's a certain positive attribute to just getting out of your house. And then once you get into the shul, of course, you're in a makam kadosh, which is a holy place. So that also has a benefit. But the goal of just leaving, the vayetze, a lot of times says the stipler, and especially by Yaakov, where he's mekayim both the mitzvah of kibud av and aim, of the vayetze and the vayelech, you have both components there, and you sometimes you leave because you have to get out of the place, and sometimes you go to get to a place. So that's the stipler on vayetze and vayelech. So we know in source number six, the next pasuk tells us after Yaakov Avinu leaves, right? So vayifka b'makom, vayolin sham kivah shemesh vayikach me'avnei makom v'yasmer ha'shosav vayishka b'makom avu. Yaakov goes ahead. He gets to the place, Bamakom, this place, he arrives there, and he falls asleep there. Sun comes, right? Sun sets, and he takes the rocks, puts them around, and he puts them under his head, and he goes to sleep. He lays down, he goes to sleep. And he has his chalom, and there's the sulam utzavartza. So if we look in source number seven, which is really the Rashi here, Rashi says, Vayifka Bamakom. Lo hiskir akasav be'ezemakom. Doesn't tell us where he got to. Where did he arrive? Ella b'makom haniskar b'makom acher. Rashi says it's the makom that the Torah says is a makom in a different place. Hu har hamoriah. He got to har hamoriah. Shenem arba vayar es hamakom irachok. Because the Torah, I think it's by the Akedah, calls the har hamoriah, the mountain, the kedusha of where the ultimate Beis HaMikdash should be, the makom. So here too, Yaakov Avinu got to the Makom. But wait a second, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. He's on his way to Haran, to go to Golus, to Uncle Lavan. So the next Rashi tells us, that what's the lashon of Vayifka teaches us Upaga b'yirichu Upaga b'dabeshes v'rabasina perish lashon tefila, that the lashon of Paga is really a lashon of tefila v'al tifka b'y v'lamadu, and it teaches us shetikin tefilas arvis, that Yaakov Avinu was misakin tefilas arvis. You know, Avraham was misakin tefilas shachris, Yitzchak was misakin tefilas mincha, and Yaakov was misakin tefilas arvis. And we'll get to that soon and have a beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes. Before we get there, Vishina Akasav lo Kasav Eispalim, the pasuk changes the lashon. It doesn't say davin there, but it says Vayifka. Why? Lulamed lamdecha shekoftza lo haaretz, to teach us that there was a kvitzas haaretz, there was a kvitzas haderech, that the earth, it sprang towards him. Kamoshim beforeish perikid anasha, as the Gemara in Chulin says. So the Gemara in Chulin is actually in source number 8. Let's see the Gemara in Chulin inside. I actually always thought, until I looked into this, that Yaakov Avinu was sent to Har HaMoriah, that he was a kvitzas haderech, that he was sent back to there to be able to daven, and had this dream and this vision. But I think it's a machlokes, and I think it's a little, I think that the most understand that it was really the other way. Haha Maria actually came to Yaakov Avinu. The kvitzas haderech was that the mountain of Maria came to wherever Yaakov was on his travels on his way to Haran. If you look in the Gemara in source 8, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh haba bavuro, the sun that came for him, that set for him, Zarcha Baviro, also rose for him. Tchsiva Yetzev Yaakov Miber Shava Yelcharana. Tchsiva Yifka B'makom Kimata Lecharan. Kimata Lecharan Amar. When he got to Charan, he said, Efsha Avarti Amakom She Hispalal Avosai Vani Lo Hispalalti. Oh my God, is it possible that I passed over a place where my forefathers, my fathers for him, you know, Yitzchak, his father, and Avram, davened, and I didn't go ahead and say a tefillah there? Kad yav dati l'mahader kaf tzalei ara miyad vayifka b'makom. So immediately he wanted to go ahead. Yahiv date, he set his mind on going ahead and going back to that place. Kaf tzalei ara, and the ara, the land, literally Har Maria, came to him miyad vayifka b'makom, and he hits the place. So the question is, why didn't the Kvitzas HaDerech happen on the way to Haran? Right away. Meaning he was leaving Haran, and all what had to happen that Vayifka Bamakom, and then Yaakov has to realize, and then a Kvitzas HaDerech has to happen. Why didn't the Kvitzas HaDerech just happen immediately? Like, Yaakov Avinu is going into Galus, let him go to Haran Maria, Haran Maria come to him, and let him daven, and then go to Lavan. Like, what caused the Kvitzas HaDerech to happen? He already left, he's traveling, and then it happened. So says the Sfas Emes, a beautiful pshat. Sfas Emes, we know Rav Yehuda Ari Leib Alter, and one of the Ger Rebbes, grandson of the first Ger Rebbe, lived from 1847 to 1905. He says as follows: Vayifka tikein tefilas arvis v'los k'siv v'ispalo lamdecha shekoftza lo ha'aretz v'eino muvan ki lefi hazeh shetikein tefilas arvis manyan kvitzas haderech l'kan. What is it teaching us? He was misakin tefilas arvis, kvitzas haderech going on. What's the kvitzas haderech have to do with here? He tells us a huge yisod in Avodas Hashem. Ach bevaday kefi ratzon ha'adam yachol lo'oyre kedushas Hashem yistarach b'kol makom. That according to the ratzon of a person, according to the desire, the wanting of a person, you're able to go ahead and to arouse, to awaken the kedusha of Hashem in any place. Zesh ha'marashi nekar ha'maria v'alakan. That's what Rashi says. Har Maria had a kvitzas haderech to Yaakov Avinu. Perish kiven shehaya liyakov Avram Avinu, sorry, liyakov Avinu alav shalom, ratzon gadol lavola b'hara Maria, since Yaakov, all of a sudden, now at this point, had this burning desire to be at Hara Maria, because he realizes now only. He didn't realize when he left Laban's house. It wasn't a thought that popped in his head. Only now does he go ahead and have the thought of Efshar Avarti Yama Komsha Hispalu Avosa Vanilo Hispalalti, that I'm going to pass a place to my, I didn't stop by where my father is Davin, where Avram Yitzchak Davin, Har Maria. Only now that thought dawned upon him. Then, Ratzon Gadol Lavo Lahar Maria, Av Kimako Mazay Amirachok Me'eretz Kafat Har Hamaria Khan. So, because he had that thought, Har Maria came to him. And it's just a big yesod. It didn't come to him until he really wanted it, until he realized how much he wanted it, until he so badly desired to be there, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Kedusha to him. But it didn't come to him initially. It didn't come to him as he was leaving Be'er Sheva. it came to him as he was traveling, because he didn't have the thought of it's possible that I'm passing over Har Moriah and I'm not going to daven there. That didn't happen until later on. So Vayifka b'makom, only when he had that thought did the makom actually come to him. Beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes that we are rotzon. It's like the Gemara says, b'derech sh'adam rotzei leilech malichin osa, that the way that a person wants to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them. A person has to have that rotzon. A person has to have that rotzeh. They have to have that desire, that want, that need. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes ahead and does it for them. So the rest of the Sfas Emes is beautiful. You should definitely try to read it inside. But let's go on to source number 10 for now. Source number 10 is a beautiful piece from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov. He goes ahead, and we're going to say it outside, but it's just for time, because we've got a lot of ideas to go ahead and discuss. He quotes Rashi, and he says that Rashi seems to imply, on Vayishka b'makamahu, Rashi seems to say that the Torah implies that there's he had a miyat chena, right? That but also makam shachav aval yidal chanim shamash beis ever lo shachav balayla shayi osik batar ad kan lashana. Says Rashi, he spent 14 years in Shiva Shem ve'ever after he left his parents' house when they told him to leave because Esav's going to kill him and because he had to go find a wife before he gets to love him. And he does a whole cheshbon with the math that Yaakov, when he left, he was 36 shana. He was 36 years old. He was, 36 years old. 63. Shloshim v'sheish?
No, he's gone for 36.
He's gone for 36 years. 14 years he spends in Shem ve'ever, and 22 years he spends by Lavan. And the Chazal say that because he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av v'em for the 22 years while he was by Beis Lavan, even though his parents told him to go there, which is interesting, so it's a little strange that he gets punished for it. For 22 years, Yosef was taken away from him. Those 22 years. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has two questions. He says, first of all, why do you need to go to Yeshiva Shem ve'ever? Yaakov Inu learned with his father, Yitzchak. Yaakov Inu learned Torah, according to Chazal, until Avram Avinu died, and I think he was 15 at that time. 15 years with Avram Avinu, many more years with Yitzchak Avinu. He had to stop off and learn more Torah before he goes to Lavan. Was that necessary? And second of all, why wasn't he punished for those years? His parents told him, go to Lavan. Rav Yaakov gives an example. He says it's like a father tells his son to go ahead and to where's his lashon? One second. Lama davar daima la'av amitzav livno liknos mashi b'shvilo. He tells him, go to the store, buy me something. And the son says, sure, Dad, I'll go. And the son stops off in the base medrash, learns for a couple hours, then goes to the store, gets his thing, goes back home. His dad didn't tell him stop off in the base medrash, learn for a few hours. That's not kibud av. He went ahead and decided to do something on his own on the way. Why doesn't he get punished for those years? He didn't follow his father's commandment for those years too. Those 14 years he spent learning in Shiva Shem Ve'ever. And by the way, it's interesting, if you look, so I didn't notice this before, one of the reasons I got confused, it was Da'aret Yaakov Bizman She'yatzim Yosheva Haya Ben Shishim U'Shalosh. So he was 63 when he left, and he was gone for 36 years. So when I was reading it, that 36 and 63 were getting mixed up in my head. But that's very interesting. I never realized the inverse of the numbers. He was 63 when he left. So he learned Torah with Yitzchak until he went from 15 to 63. What does he need chain behavior? Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky the following. He explains that the Torah that Avram and Yitzchak taught Yaakov, you know, was the holiest of the holiest Torahs. It was the most Kedusha type of Dika Torah, filled with Emunah of Hashem, filled with the loftiest and highest ideas. And that is one kind of Torah. And Yaakov knew that Torah. He didn't need to go to Shem Ve'ever to learn more of that. He had the best teachers in the world. But Yaakov Avinu was about to go on to live with Lavan the trickster, Lavan Harasha. And he was going to be dealing with situations he's never encountered his whole life, even though he lived with an Esav. But to live with a father-in-law who's like that, and to be tricked, and to be in an environment that's all Lavan dick, Yaakov never dealt with that before. Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, taught you how to live in an environment that wasn't a Taridic environment. Because who was Shem? So Shem was the son of Noach, who lived through the Dor HaMabul. He lived in the environment. He didn't just survive the Dor HaMabul. He survived it as a son of Noach, but he also saw what was going on around him, but it didn't affect him. It didn't change him. It didn't impact him at all. The negative influences had no impact on who Shem was and what he did. So Shem knew, hey, he had the secrets, how to stay strong in an environment that's a bad environment for you. Aver was part of the Dor HaFlaga, which also they built a tower to try to get up to the Ribono Shel Olam. Again, he also kept his Kedusha and his level of Ruchnius despite the fact as to what the people around him were doing. Yaakovinu knew that he had to go there in order to learn Torah, to protect himself, to learn, how do I deal with now Lavan? What do I do? My father didn't teach me that. Avraham didn't teach me that kind of avoda, that kind of Torah. Shiva Shem Ve'ever, I'll learn that. I'll learn that there. That's the kind of Torah they teach. How to go ahead and be insular and protect yourself from the negative influences around you. And that's why he didn't get punished. Because going there, and because of the lack of Kibbutz Ava'im, because going there was mistama what his parents would have wanted. Instead, at the end, he gives a mashal and says, it's like, I forgot the exact mashal, but I think it's, person goes ahead and wants to buy lulav and esrog. His father tells him, go buy lulav and esrog. And he says, okay, daddy. And then he buys it, but he's not sure if it's kosher. So he goes and he learns about hilchos lulav and esrog and asks the poisek, is it kosher, is it not? That's part of the mitzvah of kibud avayim, because he needs to go ahead. His father told him, buy a kosher lulav and esrog. He has to know, is it kosher or not? That's the kind of mission that he was on in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. It wasn't to just go to the store and he decided, I'm not going to the store, I'm going somewhere else. Part of the traveling to Lavan, Yaakov knew his parents would want him to do Hachana, would want him to prepare to continue the Masara, to be able to protect himself spiritually from Lavan. And so he wasn't punished for those 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, only for the 22 years that he was away. And I think it's still a good question, why was he punished for those years if his parents told him to go? He couldn't honor them. It's true, he wasn't present to honor them, but they're the one he's following a tzivoy from his parents. I didn't look into that or find an answer, but I think it's a very good question. Okay, moving on to source number 11, the Sfas Emes. So Sfas Emes talks about Yaakov. He talks about it a lot, but I just brought a snippet here. He talks about Yaakov Avinu going ahead and misakin Tzilas Arvis. He says, "B'medras einai chule ki Yaakov Avinu al v'shalom." He left all of the support, all of the help he had with his Yiddishkeit, his foundation that was by Yitzchak and Rivka, when he went to Lavan. Zechus Ave'in, the zechus of just being in their presence and who they were, Yitzchak and Rivka. V'gam kedusha samakum, Eretz Yisrael. He left the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He's mamish, a lone soldier. He's going out to Lavan by himself with none of, he left all his zechuyos behind. All he's bringing is himself, and he was even, all his money was stolen, right? Eliphaz, the descendant from Esav, I believe, went ahead and robbed him of everything, because he needed to be a mace, and Oni is Kenechshav Kemes, the Medrash says, the Gemara says, so he mamish had nothing, he assured his back. That's what Yaakov Avinu went with, and we know he ends up becoming very rich. But says the Sfas Emes, V'hichnis atzma madrega zu shelo yelo ezer rak meshem isbarach. He was in a situation where mamish, the only help in the world he's going to have is going to come from HaKadosh Baruch. He had nothing else. He had no zechusim from his parents, no zechusim of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. He had himself and the Ribono Shel Olam. Just me and him. Me and Hashem. That's all there was. V'zeh shekasu chazal sheshek tikein tfilas arvis. And that's what Chazal said. He was misakin tfilas arvis. Ki bevadei ein bekoach hayoyshe b'choshech lavo letfila. K'mamar ein chavash mater atzmo. Ach, bezois nos liyakov avinu alav shalom, basher hichnis atzvon lemakom achoshech hazeh, bezeh tikein tefillah service. Because of course, when you're in this choshech to come to us, you know, tefillah, you can't do it. It's like how, but no, Yaakov was able to. But dafka in the choshech, but dafka in the darkness, that's the beauty of Yaakov Avinu. He was put into this situation of choshech, and in that matzav, in the darkness of the night, literally, when we daven Mariv, when the world was dark for him, when he had no future, no hope, nothing in sight, what's going to be, what's going to happen, I don't know, who am I going to find, am I going to even make it there, traveling was dangerous, everything was up in the air for him, mamish, it was literally, he had nothing, it was like he was locked up somewhere and just traveling all alone. And all it was him and Hashem. Bedafka in that choshech is when he was misakin tefillas arvis, and that's what tefillas arvis is all about. That's what Marv is. Marv is the tefillah of Golus. Marv is the tefillah that was instituted by Yaakov Avinu amidst the choshech that he was in. And that's what Sfas Emes explains. So moving on to Yaakov's dream. In source number 12, we're going to discuss two ideas. Source number 12, the Oiv Yisrael, the after of Rav Avram Yehoshua Heschel. Actually, I think I read he lived by the Baal Shem Tov for a while. He was in Mezhbezh, and he was the founder of the Mezhbezh and the Chassidus. He was a Talmud of Noam Elimelech. He says as follows, just a couple of lines here about the Sula Mutzavarta. So just to say the dream outside in English, he dreams, he lays down, he falls asleep, he sees a ladder that's rooted in the ground, but its top is all the way in the heavens, and connecting the Artzius and the Shemayim, and there are Malachim going up and down the ladder. That's the image that Yaakov Avinu sees. Says the Oiv Yisrael, V'gam tzarech ha'odom l'tzari b'sichlo machshavasov yidmelo mamish. A person needs to think about and imagine in their brain, and that v'yidmelo mamish ha'odom hu sulam, that a person himself is a sulam. A person's a ladder. Mutzav Artza, where you're rooted in this world, Besoch Artzmius and Gashmius, we're in the Artzius and Gashmius of this world, where we live in a very physical and material world, where the necessities of the world are there, and we need them, and we have to use them, and we have to utilize them. That's where we're rooted. Ach, the Rosh HaMagia Shemaya, Maima. But where is our head? What are we thinking about? Where's our brain? Where are we really? Magia Shemaya. It's in the heavens. It's with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's involved in Torah. It's involved in mitzvahs. That's where it is. Hainu, sichlu v'shorish nishmaso, that your seichel, and the shorish of your neshama, hu dovok l'mala b'shamayim, is really attached to the shamayim. And that's what the dream represents, the ladder of life that each person has. I think the Gra says famously on the pasuk of Mishlei, that life is like a ladder, right? That you're either going up or down. A person can't stay in the same rung of a ladder for too long. They're going to fall off. And if you're not going up, you're going down. A person has to be growing. Especially to be going up that ladder. And that's a Sula Mutzavarta that the Oiv Yisrael describes. If we look in source 13, a very different idea, but a beautiful idea. And I heard it said over differently recently, so I'm going to say it in two ways. But I couldn't find it inside the other way. So this I found inside. It's an idea Rabbi Riskin brings down, who was the rabbi in Lincoln Square Synagogue for many years, the founding chief rabbi of Efrat. He has a whole piece here, a beautiful piece, and he talks about dreams and the dreams that Yaakov has. And I'm still a little confused how many dreams Yaakov had, because Mefurash, he had two in the Parsha. The first one about this ladder, that was Malachim going up and down, escorting him from Eretz Yisrael and going to Eretz Yisrael. And the second dream is all about the spotted and the speckled sheep, I think in Chamishi or Shishi later on. And it's about the cattle and animals. But at the end of the Parsha also, there's Malachim again that we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, that Yaakov bumps into on his way out of Eretz Yisrael. So whether that, it doesn't say it's a dream, but the beginning of the Parsha starts with Malachim and ends with Malachim, which is interesting. And it actually uses the same Lashon, Paga, in both places also. You have a question, Shimshon? Yeah.
The Malachs that were going up and down, weren't some of them the ones that were escorting him? They couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, so they're going back up the ladder? You know
right.
What I'm talking about?
Those yeah. That's what Rashi says, exactly. Rashi says that that they were Olim v'yordim, so v'yachlamin v'hinei mutzavaritza rosh ha'magia shemayim v'hinei malachel elohim olim v'yordim bo. So Rashi says, Olim v'yordim, Olim t'chila, they would go up first, v'achkach yordim. Malachim shalivu ba'aretz, the angels who escorted him in Eretz Yisrael, ein yotzim chutzlaretz, they didn't go out. They didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. V'alu rakia, so they ascended to the sky, mamish, straight up to the shemayim. V'yardu malachim chutzlaretz, and afterwards the angels of Chutz Laretz, the love also. They'd come to escort him. That's what was going on. Very lofty, deep ideas here. But yeah, that's what was going on. So Rabbi Riskin, and I heard this B'Shem the Rav, who Rabbi Riskin received smicha from, Rav Soloveitchik, that, and I'll just say it outside, I'll say it B'Shem the Rav, even though the Rabbi Riskin piece here is beautiful as well. Yaakov, you know, at the beginning of the Parsha is dreaming about what? Malachim. Malachim going up and down a ladder. Mamish, Ruchnius, Malachim, Shemayim, Aretz, going ahead and his head is in the Shemayim. His dream later on, though, is about sheep. After being with Lavan for 22 years, what happens? Those dreams he had, those aspirations he had, started to change a little bit. Lavan perhaps had a hashpah, we're starting, he realized, to have a hashpah on him once he had that second dream. Once he had that dream, and it's you know, to say this is a very radical approach, but Yaakov Avinu started dreaming about sheep. He started realizing, I'm starting, my dreams in life are getting all mixed up. all confused. I came here drinking out malachim, and now I'm drinking about sheep. What's going on? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go back to Eretz Yisrael. It's time to leave. Your mission here is over. You got your wives. You got your kids. Get out of this place. It's not good for you anymore. It was never good for you, really. You did your avodah, though. You did your mission. You took out the nitzaitzis in the kedusha that you could. Get back. As our tzaddik said about the nitzaitzis. So that's a beautiful idea. Is that we all have dreams in life. We all had dreams that might have changed over our lives as well. Certain aspirations, certain goals, certain she'ifos, desires of where we want to be, where we see ourselves, what kind of person we're going to be, what kind of husband we're going to be, what kind of father we're going to be, what kind of Talmid Chacham we're going to be. And maybe those dreams weren't accomplished, but Yaakov Avinu teaches us it's okay. It's okay for the dreams not to be accomplished. Why? Because you can always reframe the dreams. You always get back to those dreams because the Parsha ends with Yaakov meeting the Malachim again. The Malachim are back. They're there in the beginning and they're there at the end. It was time to leave Lavan's house because Lavan, he spent too much time there. He's thinking about sheep and cattle too much. It's time to go back. It's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But Yaakov's dreams, really, when he was on his way back, finally when he actually left that place, never changed from the beginning to the end. It's an idea from the Rav and brought down more succinctly and spelled out by Rabbi Riskin. So moving on to source 14 is a Kli Yakar. And well, the Kli Yakar, he says, you know, in the end of the first Aliyah, there's a very funny lashon. The pasuk says, after Yaakov goes ahead and wakes up from his dream, so it says that Yaakov made a ned there with Hashem. And he says, Hashem is with me and he protects me, guards me on the way. Says the Kli Yakar, it's a pretty famous Kli Yakar, that he's going to give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. Says the Kli Yakar, why does the Torah need to tell us Nasan li lechem le'echol uveged lobosh. Le'echol and lobosh. I mean, obviously, you're going to eat the food and you're going to wear the clothing. So why doesn't it just say, give me bread and clothing? What does it have to tell us, give me bread to eat, and clothing to wear? It seems extra. Torah doesn't waste a word. Says the Kli Yakar, no. Yaakov Avinu had in mind the following. He wanted exactly the amount of lechem that he needed to survive, and exactly the amount of begadim that he needed, the amount of monetary wealth he needed to go ahead and get through life. Nothing more. Give me exactly the amount. Not only lechem lechol, the food I need to eat. Give me bread and water, whatever I need, just simple. I don't need a lot of food. I just need the food to help me live. It was not a gashmias dikar request, is basically what he says. It was all, Yaakov Avinu, it was all the bechina of ruchnias. And he was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and be memayit in the gashmias, to minimize the amount of gashmias that he gets, even though it's a necessity and he needs it, but just give me what I need. B'mistakbek mu'at, not more than that. Just give me the bread to eat and the clothing to wear. That's all I need. That's what Yaakov Avinu was asking. Moving on to source number 15. This is a beautiful chasim sofer. I heard this years ago from Rabbi Albaum. I was looking for it. It took me a while this week to find it, but I found it eventually. He says, the Chasam Sofer, the following. The beginning of the Parsha tells us, Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva v'yelech Harana, but the beginning of Sheni tells us, Vayisa Yaakov ragla v'yelech Artzav Nekedem. That Yaakov lifted up his feet. Vayisa Yaakov, it's a funny ragla, it's a funny lashon, that he lifted. A lot of times you find Vayisa Enov, that he raised his eyes. But what's Vayisa Yaakov ragla, that he lifted up, he started running, he started going quickly. So what's pshat? Why in the beginning of the parsha does it just say it's like a lashon of going slowly, but then in the beginning of Sheni it tells us that he started going quickly? Vayisa Yaakov Raglav says as follows: Ksiv Vayelech Harano Lekaman Ksiv Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. The Tchil Yotzal At Laat Meretz Yisrael. In the beginning, he left Eretz Yisrael very slowly. Lechutz Laretz. Kedin Hayotz Meves Hakneses Hayisab Siagasa. This is a din in Shulchan Aruch that when a person leaves a shul or a Beis Medrash, they're not supposed to go quickly. You're supposed to go slow. You're leaving a Makom Kaddish. So you're supposed to walk slowly. But afterwards, you start going quickly. What's Vayisa Yaakov Raglav? Why? So he says, Amar Chazal, quotes the Gemara in Brachos, L'me'ala Beis HaKnesses Mitzvah L'me'aret. That when you go to a Beis HaKnesses, though, you go quickly. When you're going to shul, you move a little faster because you're going to do a mitzvah. Perish Amar Shah, Shagam HaYotze Almanas L'achzor, Ulikanes Yaretz B'tiyasek Dei L'mahar L'chaziras B'yaso. When a person leaves a shul and he's going to go ahead and then come back to their shul, he should go quickly. Even though he's leaving. That's what the Marsha says, though. Even though he's leaving and he's supposed to, in general, go la'at la'at, But if he knows it's Amanas Lachzor, go quick, because as quickly as you finish your job outside the shul, you're going to be back. Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. The Hachanami, Keshinispaser, Vahashivosicha, after Yaakov Avinu received the news from the Ribbono Shalom, Vahashivosicha El Ha'adama Hazos, that I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, because Yaakov Avinu didn't know what was going to happen. My parents told me, go, get out of here, Esau wants to kill you, you have to get married. Fine. Well, am I ever going to get back to Eretz Yisrael? I don't know. Hashem says, Vahashivosicha El Ha'adama Hazos, don't worry, I'm going to return you to Eretz Yisrael. Then he knew, I'm just here for a temporary time. I'm not here permanently. So then, Haya Mitzvah Loretz Bitziyasa. So then it was time for him to go ahead. I got to finish what I got to do here. Get my job with Lavan and everything over quickly. It wasn't so quick, 22 years, but he started going. On his account, he started doing everything as fast as he can. Alkein, Vayisei Yaakov, Raglav, Vayelech. So a beautiful idea of us just, whenever we're doing something that's Avodas Hashem and we're involved and a person's in shul and they're davening and they need to leave and they need to come back, should always try to do what they're doing outside. We learn from Yaakov Avinu quickly, and because they're about to go back to do a mitzvah, to learn or to daven or whatever it is, or to do a chesed. And these are some of the ideas we can learn from this week's parsha. There's more, and we didn't get to finish everything, but you can peruse the remaining sources. And Shkach everyone for coming on this cold winter night. Thank you, and everyone should have a good Shabbos.